In a packed California arena in 2004, Daigo Umehara performed what seemed impossible. Down to his final pixel of health against America's Justin Wong, he perfectly parried 16 consecutive kicks from Chun-Li's supermove, then countered to win. This moment, viewed over 20 million times online, showcases not just technical skill, but an extraordinary mindset. What makes Daigo exceptional isn't just winning, it's his commitment to continuous improvement. "I don't just want to win," he explains, "I want to keep winning." This distinction between momentary victory and sustained excellence forms the core philosophy that has guided his approach to both gaming and life, transforming him from an isolated child into a world champion whose influence extends far beyond the arcade. Moving from Aomori to Tokyo in second grade marked me as an outsider. Though I played with classmates, genuine connections eluded me. This isolation became the foundation of my success. My unconventional parents never forced traditional paths. My father moved us to Aomori simply because he found it enchanting. This freedom allowed me to discover my own calling. Gaming entered my life through my older sister. When she began playing Nintendo, I was instantly captivated. From age 5, I'd lose myself for hours in vibrant 8-bit worlds, rushing home to play until my parents returned. My mother never forbade it, despite knowing I played too much. My father promised to support whatever path I chose, urging me to find something worthy of my passion. This stemmed from his experience. My grandfather had forced him to abandon his dreams, continuing a cycle my father vowed to break with me. I discovered persistence after witnessing my sister's natural brilliance. When she easily memorized Japan's constitutional preamble, I became convinced that with enough persistence, I could overcome any natural ability gap. I would rather die than give up. The arcade became my sanctuary, a place where I finally belonged. Unlike school, arcade culture celebrated skill regardless of background. Relationships there were genuine. One older player once biked me home for 3 hours when I missed the last train, kindness I never experienced at school. Despite outward confidence, I privately battled insecurity. Teachers urged me to study or try sports, but I refused, determined to work so hard at gaming that everyone would recognize my efforts. Through persistence, I transformed from a novice at 10 to feeling unrivaled by 14. I invested triple the hours of my competition, honing strategies and analytical skills. I never considered myself naturally gifted. Everything came through relentless work. My breakthrough came with Darkstalkers 3, becoming Japanese champion. Having invested more hours than anyone, winning felt expected rather than exciting. In 1998, at the Street Fighter Alpha 3 World Championships in San Francisco, I faced elimination against American champion Alex Valle before regaining focus to win. This close call could have altered my entire career trajectory had I lost. Despite being crowned world champion and labeled a god of fighting games, these accolades didn't motivate me. I was driven by a desire to legitimize gaming as a serious pursuit and change people's perception of me. When nothing changed, my passion faded. At 23, I turned to Mahjong, working at an Ikebukuro parlor where professionals played. For 12 hours daily, I played while working, then studied at home despite exhaustion. Unlike fighting games snap decisions with simultaneous thought and action, Mahjong offered less control with 4 players and tile limitations. I shadowed a superior player, Tanaka, observing him for up to 10 hours straight despite discomfort. For months, I mimicked his style unsuccessfully. After 2 years of total dedication and questioning my choice, I made one final push with a different approach. Suddenly, I began beating previously unbeatable players, including Tanaka himself, as my own strategies finally proved successful. After quitting Mahjong at 26, I faced my regrets about wasting years on gaming rather than education. Turning to elder care nursing, I sought a new direction despite my broken spirit. Though physically demanding, this work required no experience and gave me a chance to reconnect with my parents. Working with severely impaired patients proved surprisingly rewarding. The appreciation I received was unfamiliar but welcome. Without competitive gaming's pressure, my stress diminished significantly. The teeth-grinding tension of my Mahjong days faded into a different kind of challenge. After 18 months without gaming, a friend persuaded me to try Street Fighter IV. Despite my long absence, I played remarkably well. At my old Shinjuku arcade, I defeated about 10 elite players consecutively, causing a sensation. This victory reawakened my exceptional talent for winning, a feeling I'd forgotten. Tasting that competitive success again was intoxicating, fully reviving my identity as a fighting game player. When Mad Catz offered to make me Japan's first professional fighting game player after EVO 2009, it validated my passion and freed me from guilt. I'm grateful I continued gaming despite social stigma, choosing it because it truly fulfilled me. After hitting bottom, quitting both gaming and Mahjong, my return brought profound gratitude. I could still win after years away and vowed never to abandon games again. I began recognizing how unique my skill was as games transformed me from nobody to minor celebrity. In 2010, Guinness World Records named me most successful player in major tournaments of Street Fighter, the ultimate validation. Growing up without conventional aspirations taught me that investing energy in what's immediately before you is what matters. While games triggered my growth, I'm no longer fixated on them. Finding something you can fully direct your feelings toward is a blessing. Without games, I might have applied myself to nothing. What I previously lacked was clear direction. Becoming Japan's best at 14, world champion at 17, then quitting without finding happiness. The strongest strategies emerge from difficult paths, not popular tactics. When experimenting with new approaches, I sometimes lose to players using easier methods, inviting criticism. Most don't recognize my work in progress until seeing the finished product. I've always answered, right now, when asked about my peak. I'm constantly stronger than before, or I wouldn't deserve being called professional. Younger players often adapt faster because they accept new things without preconceptions. As we age, experience shapes our thoughts, leaving us caught in the past. Clinging to past accomplishments weakens us. Tournament wins can make you lax, so I keep celebrations short, knowing such joys are fleeting. Continual improvement through challenges is what it means to be alive. Always challenge yourself and make mistakes. You'll experience lows, but can recover. Having climbed nearly every step on gaming's staircase, I've made countless errors. When you notice a misstep, backtrack and climb differently. Standing still, overanalyzing instead of moving forward, is worst. Though I know I won't remain on top forever, and age eventually trumps effort, I became a pro gamer to keep fighting despite those limits. If I'm going to die someday, I want it to be on the battlefield, not quietly in my castle.